Log Talk Radio.
Understand why.
Hello, hello. It is Wednesday, May 19, 2021. It's a blessing to be alive today. God bless you and bless those that are around you. I pray for the sick and shut in and those that are continuing to listen. Let this day be a joyous day. Keep a clear mind, heart, and soul. My topic today, loss is overcome. And coming from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, it says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Yes, those wasted years over which we sigh shall be restored to us. God can give us such plentiful days that we shall crowd into the remainder of our days as much of service as will be some recompense for those years of unregency over which we mourn in humble penance. The locus of backsliding, worldliness, and lukewarmness are now viewed by us as a terrible plague. We can raise such harvests of spiritual graces as shall make our former barrenness disappear. Through rich grace, we can turn to our account our bitter experiences and use it to warn others. If we are the more watchful, zealous, and tender, we shall gain by our lamentable losses, the wasted years by a miracle of love can be restored. Let us believe for and live for it, and we may yet realize it. Lord, aid us by your grace. Amen. And what it is meant, just like COVID, it seemed like we missed a lot of time out. And even though it's a lot of time, it's like God is going to restore those things to us. And if you believe that, say amen, amen, because I believe it. Everything that we have had losses in COVID, family members, relatives, friends, what have you. Some have lost their homes. Some have lost their jobs, things like that. But God is going to put things back on track. If you believe that, say amen. That is my word for encouragement today. The losses, they will be replaceable. We will overcome them. Amen. With the spirit of God's love and his clarity, God will always put us back on track. So with that said, be blessed. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement for you on Friday. Stay loving one another. Say something kind to someone. Don't always have to hide in the shadows or hide things from one another, because God knows. God knows every word you speak, every thought you think before you can think it, and what's in your heart he sees before you even speak it. So, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I see you with another word of wisdom, of encouragement on Friday. Amen. Amen. God bless you.